Hello, and you're listening to the Shanghai Experience. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Shanghai Experience, where we talk with individuals across the vast city of Shanghai about their stories and aspirations. Today, joining me on the show is my good friend Willa. He is from Australia and he is going into his junior year at the Shanghai American School. When he was younger, he was an actor, showcasing in Hasbro advertisements and also the TV show Oliver Kitteridge. Willa, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So first off, tell me a bit about yourself.
So originally I was actually born in New York, Manhattan. I lived on William Street, which is kind of a little bit ironic. Considering my name's William. And then when I was 9 years old, I moved to the Sunshine Coast, Australia, and I lived there till I was about 13. And then we started to follow my dad around, follow him with work and stuff, and we ended up here in Shanghai.
All right. So how did you get into acting? So when you were younger, you were in, you know, children toy commercials with Hasbro. How did you get into that?
So it was kind of weird. I went to an open audition, got picked, and then one thing leads to another. You keep getting picked, and then you get different jobs, and it kind of goes up from there. But unfortunately, it was put to a halt because I moved to Australia, tried to restart, and it just there wasn't the same like strong acting community around there, and they weren't producing the same type of things as like Hollywood movies and HBO series.
Yeah, so all of your acting was in America?
Yeah, I did a few short films for like university students, featured in a few of them, but nothing major.
Okay, so you were in a TV show when you were young called Oliver Kitteridge on HBO. So tell me a little bit about that. How was that?
So that was a really fun experience. It was Halloween night, so can imagine 8-year-old me is not too happy about that, but I had my own like trailer and everything, and it was super cool. And it was on this like really cool lake house. I played the part of like a younger neighbor who stumbles across Oliver Kitteridge or Francis McDormand having a picnic and just say a few lines, and then that was about it. But I still get like royalties and everything from that, so that's pretty cool.
All right, you said you worked alongside Francis McDormand, who's a world-class actor. How was it, you know, featuring in a piece in a TV show alongside them?
I don't think I really appreciated it at the time, but my mom tried to get me to realize it. And now that I'm a little bit older, I realize like how crazy that actually is to work alongside someone like that and actually like talk to them, like a world-class, world-renowned celebrity.
Yeah, of course. Just out of curiosity, did you watch the whole entire Oliver Kitteridge show?
Or... No, I never watched any of it.
All right.
It was long and boring, and I was about 10 years old.
All right, makes sense. So moving on, who do you look up to? You know, what motivates you with everything you do?
So I have a lot of motivators, but it's always people that are striving for like what they want to achieve and like dropping everything else and running for that, not focusing on, not following the, like the general path of everything. So people like Steve Irwin, you know, he did exactly what he wanted to do. Not that I want to be, not that I want to own a zoo, but
yeah,
just things like that. People that have a set goal in mind and achieve that.
Yeah, no, that's great. So you've lived across the world. What do you enjoy most about Shanghai that you haven't seen anywhere else, you know, across the world?
So Shanghai is really different to anywhere else I've really lived, because most of my like the life that I remember was in Australia, in a more of a beachy type town. And here in Shanghai, we've got like such an array of personnel. It's just like you can go down to the Bund and you can have the big skyscrapers and fancy restaurants, or you can go 5 minutes by a bike and you can be in like proper old world China. It really, like, that's what's crazy to me about Shanghai. It's always different 10 kilometers from where you are, or not even 10 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you lived in Australia for most of your life, right? How many years?
From when I was 9. 9 till 13, so probably about like 4 or 5 years, 4.5 years.
Okay, and then in Australia, you were into rugby, right?
Yeah, I played a lot of rugby, swimming, and sports.
Okay.
Australian stuff.
Yeah. All right, so overall, after graduating both high school and university, where and what do you see yourself doing, you know, in the world, profession? Do you have any ideas for now?
So I have two views on what I want to do after university, but I want to go to university somewhere in Europe or back in Australia. I don't have much of an American focus as I did when I was a little bit younger. But after that, I either want to go into a corporate side, and like, I'm really interested in stocks and shares, and I've recently bought a ton of them. So I think financial advisor would be a really cool, like, corporate job for me. Otherwise, to own a restaurant or own a business that I can expand on.
Yeah.
Because I appreciate it, like, when you're getting paid, the more effort you're putting in. Like, I want to work. Like, the harder I work, the better the outcome is.
Yeah, exactly. You said you were investing in stock shares. How was that? Did you make any money, or did it crash?
So I quadrupled my profits.
Oh. What'd you invest in?
So originally I invested in oil when it was down, and it only returned not that much, but I invested in lithium, and that really took off. So that was crazy.
Okay.
So well, that turnaround.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Well, Will, thank you for joining us on the show. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Will. Thanks for having me.